Welcome to this week's Golf Betting Show. It's Steve Bamford here from Golf Betting System. I take it that you are well. I hope you can hear me. It's blowing a bit of a hoolie outside, but in scenes reminiscent of TPC San Antonio last week, it's blowing an absolute gale here in Hertfordshire. But over in the United States, we have the Shell Houston Open this week. On the PGA Tour, the traditional curtain raiser for the US Masters, and this year is no different. A decent event that's taking place at the Golf Club of Houston over in Humble in Texas. So let's cover that off this week in less than 10 minutes on the Golf Betting Show. Okay, a couple of things to point out with particular reference to this week's tournament. Stan James and Paddy Power have both gone six places each way this week on the Shell Houston Open. However, I need to highlight this as well to keen golf bettors out there. Obviously, a lot of people's attention, including the golf media and golf players, are turning to Augusta for next week, the first major championship of 2015. At Golf Betting System, we've just tapped into a brand new promotion that 888 Sport have unleashed for Augusta 2015. Basically, you can back any player in the field next week at Augusta with 888 Sport, and for new customers only, they will triple the price or the odds on that particular player. So yeah, fancy a bit of Rory McIlroy at say 15, 16 to 1. It's all possible with 888 Sport. It's for new customers only. Just follow any of the links via the when you see the promotion at Golf Betting System. But yes, you can triple the odds on any player in the 2015 Masters with 888 Sport. A cracking promotion. Okay. On to this week's Shell Houston Open. I'll take you through this week's top 10 in our predictor model. As ever, golfbettingsystem.co.uk. We have a predictor model where we throw a load of constantly updated statistics at the problem. Okay, you can come up with your own tailor-made model at Golf Betting System, or just read through the predictor model that I published for this week's Shell Houston Open. 25 players actually are ranking, but I'll take you through the top 10. 10 is Brandon Steele, who we were on last week at TPC San Antonio. Went backwards on Sunday. Cost me an each-way place. Familiar story. 50-1 this week at Sky Bet. 9 is Keegan Bradley, 35-1 with Paddy Power. 6 places each way. 8, Charlie Hoffman. Went backwards at an alarming rate last week. Not the greatest of tournament leaders. 66-1 with Bet Victor for Charlie Hoffman. 7 is Graham DeLatte. 100-1 with Bet365. 6 is Ryan Moore, 33-1 with Sky Bet. An interesting player this week, Ryan Moore. 5, Charles Howell the 3rd, 100-1 with Bet Victor. 4 is Jimmy Walker, 14-1 for last week's Victor at Stan James, 6 places each way. 3, Sergio Garcia. Could be a factor this week. Will he win? Well, who knows? 25-1 with Bet365. 2, Phil Mickelson, 33-1 with Coral. 2, and number 1, Matt Kuchar, 16-1 with Coral. So Kuchar, Mickelson, Sergio Garcia, Jimmy Walker, Charles Howe the 3rd. Okay, let's take you through what you need to know about the golf course and my reasoning behind this week's betting preview, players to follow. Okay, Shell Houston Open, played at the Golf Club of Houston. It was known as Redstone Golf Club. 7,400 yard par 72. Three of the par fives are very reachable. There's also a reachable par four. So that for me, and it does come across in the actual stats of the winners, I'm looking for aggressive players. Players that can attack or go for greens, as it's known in the statistics. Players that aren't afraid to they don't really want to lay up. They want to get as close to that green as possible on the approach shot. So obviously the second shot on a par five, and you know, potentially a drive on the short par four. Okay, it's a Rhys Jones design, this golf course, 7,441 yards, but they try and set it up. It's difficult because it's in Texas, but they try and set it up as close to Augusta as they can. That's the plan. Okay, now, real factors for me this week. I, looking at the weather forecast, wind's going to be a factor. Wind's always a factor in Texas. That's fact. The golf course itself features water hazards on around half the hole. So it's kind of, there's a Florida link to it. But no, it's undoubted that players that tend to play well at Augusta play well here. On top of that, you've also got a factor where people that play at Torrey Pines well go well here. There's also a definite link to Quail Hollow. Now, that definitely shouts Ricky Fowler, one to watch for sure this week. Hasn't been playing the greatest of golf. Obviously, if there's one player in the modern day that peaks for major championships, it's Ricky Fowler. He's down in position 17 in the predictor model at 25-1. But there's some sense in Ricky Fowler. I tipped him up last year. But for me, he's just a little bit off the pace. So I'm actually going for the following five players. Aggressive players. And I'm thinking, especially with the weather forecast that's showing thunderstorms and rain on Sunday, that players that play well on soft, receptive golf courses could be the way to go this week. I've gone for a mixture. Three players that have already qualified for Augusta and two that haven't qualified. So I'm going for Phil Mickelson, 1.25 points each way, 33-1 with Coral, showing just the odd sign that he's coming back to some kind of form with the putter. His ball striking hasn't been that bad this season. It's the putter that's let him down. Played well last week at TPC in San Antonio. And if it's going to play soft, Phil Mickelson could really make hay. 33-1 with Coral, a point and a quarter each way. Next up, Louis Oosthuizen, 1.25 each way, 33-1 with Ladbrokes. Again, another guy, very similar to Mickelson, can bully a soft golf course, has great form like Mickelson at the Golf Club of Houston, playing really well, isn't he? Top six at Doral, and also he got in the top six or seven at Bay Hill. Bermuda grass greens aren't his favourite, bent grass greens are, so it's going to suit him down to a treat this week. Louis Oosthuizen, 1.25 each way at 33-1 with Ladbrokes. Then I'm going for Matt Jones, the defending champion, 1 point each way at 40-1 with Stan Jones, 6 places each way. Paul Casey, 1 point each way at 50-1 with Stan Jones, again 6 places each way for Paul Casey. And Scott Piercy, 0.5 point each way at 100-1 with Paddy Power, they're going 6 places each way. Matt Jones, defending champion, Aussies tend to go well in this part of Texas. Matt Everett, I mean, I don't particularly like defending champions, but the fact of the matter is that Jones is playing fantastic golf right now. He's another one of these guys that loves to play well on resort scoring tests where the score's going to be low. He likes soft conditions. He's got enough classical course background to show that he's going to cope admirably well with this golf course. And of course, he won it last year, so it all stacks up nicely. If he can cope with the fact that he's defending champion and all the furore that goes around that, fancy Jones to go very well at 40-1, 6 places each way. Paul Casey, statistically, he's absolutely perfect for this golf course. And it won't surprise you then, on that basis, that his one and only PGA Tour victory was here back in 2009. Back then, he'd actually started the season really well. He won at Abu Dhabi. I think he was fifth in Dubai. He'd finished second in the World Match Play. And although he hasn't reached quite those heights, second getting into a playoff at Riviera early in the year and also third at PGA National has qualified him now within the world's top 50, which he's reclaimed a spot in, for his first Masters since the 2012 edition. So Paul Casey back in the elite top 50 in the of world golf, but also facing Augusta for the first time since 2012, and it's undoubted that he's playing great golf right now. Statistically, loves to birdie par fours, par fives, likes going for greens, he's putting really well at the moment. Just love the look of Paul Casey, a point each way at 50-1, won here in 2009. And finally, a real receptive stroke soft golf course specialist, Scott Piercy. Hasn't played the greatest of golf, but then that isn't really something that we need to be looking for completely, you know, brilliant immediate form. But Piercy's been doing enough. He's been making weekends. He was second at Wailea back in January. Loves soft golf courses, loves bent grass green. So Scott Piercy, 0.5 point each way at 100-1. Paul Casey, 0.5 point each way at 50-1. Matt Jones, 0.5 point each way at 40-1. Louis Oosthuizen, 1.25 points each way at 33-1. And Phil Mickelson, 1.25 points each way at 33-1 with Coral. Goodbye.